We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever asked you to give them a hand with something? Do you realize what you are really being asked? If someone asks you to give him or her a hand lifting something, they are asking you to commit to assisting them. If someone asks you to hold the door open for them, they are asking you to commit to performing that task. When we give people a hand, we're making a commitment to help them. The aforementioned has to do with extending your physical hand to help someone. It speaks to being committed to helping someone reach a goal on this side of life. But I want to call your attention to what God requires of you to reach the other side, the promised land, eternal life. God is asking you to give him your hand of obedience so you can live the abundant life now. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 10 through 13, the children of Israel were perched on the banks of the Jordan River at the edge of the Promised Land in the plains of Moab. Moses was preparing them to enter the Promised Land God gave to their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Have you ever been so close to something but yet so far away? Disobedience had plagued Israel to the point that they spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness. Is it taking you longer to get to your promised land? Are you willing to commit to God? There are some things God requires of you prior to entering your promised land. Moses cast God's vision for the people. He recounted what happened to the nation in the wilderness. He shared with them how God had endured their strife and complaints 40 years. He reminded them how God gave them conquest over their enemies. Now they stand at the edge of the promise. Now they are about to drink from the cup of the land that flows with milk and honey. Now they are about to experience life in the good land. But they couldn't take their old way of thinking into this new experience. You can't put new wine into old wineskins. It was time for this new generation who spent 40 years in the wilderness to commit to submission to God. In order to become the nation God wanted, they had to give him their hand of obedience. I call it the hand of obedience because there were five requirements God placed before them. These five requirements represent the five fingers on your hand. Your obedience represents the palm of your hand. From there, like your fingers extend from your hand, so should your fear of God, to hold God in awe and submit to him. So should your walk with God, to walk in his ways, that is to conduct your life in accordance with his will. So should your ability to love God, to choose to set your affections on the Lord and on him alone. So should your willingness to serve God, to have the worship of our Lord as the central focus of your life, and your desire to keep his commandments, to obey the requirements of the Lord. Will you give God your hand of obedience today? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.